Shalom Aleichem Rabotai. Mishnah Yomi continues for the 25th of Av. Yesterday we started the fifth perek in Masrot. And now we are on the third Mishnah in the fifth perek. Lo yimkor adam et perotav mishapal onat hamasrot lemishaenu neman al hamasrot. A person may not sell his produce once they've reached the stage of processing where they're chayev and meiser to a person who we are not sure, we don't believe, that he separates all the required maisrot. This may sound familiar if you've learned demai, as in demai we talked all about the amaretz who are not always so reliable on separating tithes. They did a survey back then and most of them got most of the tithes most of the time. No, really, most of them took Meiser, but some of them did not. So the Amaretz were not always so reliable. They would take Truma Gedola, but Meiser, maybe not. So once you've reached that stage, if you sell the produce as it is, as Tevil, to an Amaretz who's suspected of not taking Meiser, it's a Lifne Iver Lotiten Michshol. That's Neveira. And the Mishnah adds likewise, Velo Beshvit, you cannot sell your Shemitah produce, even though it's pater from Meiser because it's Hefker, but we discussed in Masechet Shvit, there are certain times it's permissible to sell produce of Shvit. For example, he gathered it for himself, and he had leftovers, but he was not gathering it for commercial purposes originally. So see Shvit and Demai for further info. Mishnah continues, Im Bikru, if some of his crop was Bechor, Bechor is firstborn, here some of it ripened early, Notel et a Bekurot, Mocher et a Shar. He could take for himself the early ripened ones, the ones that are already done, they're already at the stage where they are fully ready to go, and he's Chayav and Meiser, and he can sell the ones that are not ripe yet. The rest of his crop, it's not yet Chayev in Meiser or Shemitah, so there's no problem selling it to an Ama Aretz. Mishnah Dalet, somewhat similar. Lo yimkor adam et tivno, vet gifto, vet zogov, lemisha'enu neman ala masrot, hotzi mehem mashkin. A person cannot sell his straw. The Farshim say, here the straw has some wheat kernels, some grain kernels are still in the straw. So they threshed it, but they didn't separate every last drop of grain from it. That gifto is the famous gefet, which is the remainder when you press your olives to extract the olive oil. So it's sort of the squished pulp of the olives. That zagav, the grape skins, which is what's left after you press your grapes to get the wine. Misha eno neman al maiser, to someone who's not trusted to separate maiser. L'chotzi mehen moshkin means the buyer, who's buying these items sort of to recycle them, wants to further press them, and he's not going to get extra virgin olive oil, so he's going to get sort of the schmutzy, you know, third or fourth press olive oil, but it still has value. So you see there's a value to recycling the pulp and the skins of the grapes, because you can get a little more out of it if you're willing. We see from here, too, if you're willing to put in more work, you get more out of the same produce. The same holds for Lima Torah as well. But here we don't want this man, the subject of the Mishnah, to sell these items to an Ama Aretz, someone who's not necessarily going to take Meiser, because these items, the residual wine and oil that's in these leftover items, it is Chayev and Meiser. It is Lemaisa, it's wine or oil, not the highest quality, but it still is Chayev and Meiser. And if the buyer extracted the liquid from these leftover pulp and squished up olives and grape skins, chayiv and meiser, but he is pater truma. The Mishnah explains, shetorim, when the farmer originally took truma gedola, belibo ala ketuin valitzadim, he has in his heart, meaning in mind, his intention, is on the kituim, even the stalks that aren't fully threshed, and there's still wheat attached to them. All its sedodin, even the grains on the side of the pile, a moshav atoch hateven, and what gets mixed in with the straw. So when he took the truma gedola, Rabbi Yosai, he had in mind everything, even the pulp, even the little leftovers, even whatever's in there. And the difference here is truma is taken by estimation. So it's 2%, give or take, but it's taken by estimation, not by exact weight and measure. So we can have intention, all of the grains, even the ones that get stuck to the chaff, even the ones that get stuck to the straw. So the truma is taken care of. But if he goes ahead and sells this straw with a little wheat left over, the miser still needs to be taken care of because that's done by weight and measure. Shkoyach Rabosei.